Hello and welcome to Emmanuel Lutheran Church Online on the second Sunday of Easter. A few announcements to share with you before we begin. We are going to be closed through May the 3rd. That's going to affect things a little bit. Confirmation is usually the first weekend of May. Young people and families, we will be pushing Confirmation Day a little bit later in the year. Don't worry, we will still have our special day for you, but we don't want to confirm you until all of God's people can be together to celebrate with you. There will be more information about that coming soon. We are here for you here at Emmanuel Lutheran Church and Martin Luther School. We are answering phones and returning phone calls. You can call us at the church office Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 p.m. You can also call us at the school. We would love to connect with you, answer your questions, and help you in any way that we can. Martin Luther School is going full speed through this stay-at-home order stuff. Our teachers are working hard to provide a great education for the children and families under our care. If you want to learn more about Martin Luther School and how they can help your family, talk to our principal, Jeremy Schomber. Call him at 624-1403. Online giving is an option that we would like you to continue to consider. We thank you for sending in your faithful offerings each week and for keeping Emmanuel and Martin Luther going financially. You can learn more about online giving and about giving in general at emmanueljoplin.com/give. We invite you to stay connected with us throughout the week. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, we're on YouTube, and we're, of course, at emmanueljoplin.com. We pray you'll be blessed today as you worship with us at Emmanuel Joplin Online. Welcome to worship.
Lord be with you. I'd like to make a couple of announcements before we begin. Because if you're like me, the chances are you get to the end of the service and you just turn it off. So I think these announcements are helpful, like you'd hear them. First, include in your prayers a member of our congregation, a young man, Paul Doner, who has tested positive for COVID-19 and has just been given a release so that he's going to be self-quarantining for a little while and then he can get back to life as we've come to think of it. I also would like you to keep in your prayers Bill Dubeck. Dr. Dubeck was the pastor at First Lutheran in Neosho until about 5 years ago, and he has recently been doing vacancy work down in Shelnab. He's also the mayor of the city of Neosho, and he has been hospitalized for about 2 weeks. Keep him in your prayers. If you have any prayer requests, please send them along to the office. We're about to send out another informational letter, not necessarily a newsletter, but another informational letter that includes birthdays and anniversaries and also includes our prayer requests. Finally, I'm so happy to be a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's Missouri District. They were thinking right along the same lines as our planning. In other words, they looked at the epistle lessons for this Easter season, and they said, all of these have to do with persevering in hope in the midst of suffering. And they've actually released a series of sermons. I've looked at these sermons, they're pretty good, and so I'm going to be sharing them with you in a modified form as we go along. Let us together worship our God.
seraph and sing, all bring me glory, for thus in wonder adored us in light. Jesus is risen, and we shall all rise. Give God the glory, hallelujah.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered electronically to hear God's word and call upon him in prayer and praise, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and anyone with us at this time that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. As he has made us his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us our sins and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Psalm 148. Alleluia. Praise the Lord from the heavens.
Praise him in the heights.
Praise him, all his angels.
Praise him, all his hosts.
Praise him, sun and moon.
Praise him, all you shining stars.
Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created.
And he established them forever and ever.
He gave a decree and it shall not pass away.
Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and mist, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all livestock, creeping things and flying birds, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and maidens together, old men and children.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven.
He has raised up a horn for his people, praise for all his saints, for the people of Israel who are near to him. Praise the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. To God on high be glory, and peace to all the earth. Goodwill from God the Father, proclaimed at Jesus' birth. We praise and bless you, Father, your holy name we sing. Our thanks for your great glory, Lord God, our handy King. To you, all soul begotten, the Father. Father's Son, we pray. O Lamb of God, our Savior, you take our sins away. Have mercy on us, Jesus, receive our heartfelt cry. Where you in awe are seated at God's right hand on high. For you alone are holy, you only are the Lord. Forever and forever be worshipped and adored. You with the Holy Spirit alone are Lord most high. In God the Father's glory, amen, a glad reply.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, grant that we who have celebrated the Lord's resurrection may by your grace confess in our life and conversation that Jesus is Lord and God, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Good morning, young people. It's time for today's Kids Talk. Come on up closer to the screen, and I have a couple of books I want to share with you today. There's a book that I enjoyed, a cartoon strip that I enjoyed when I was a little guy, and you can still get these at the Scholastic Book Fair. It's a book called Ripley's Believe It or Not. It's full of strange and wacky things that the people from Ripley's have found. There's also the Ripley's Museum down in Branson. It's closed right now, but that's a really neat, interesting museum to go to. Strange facts and strange information that we can learn about the world that we live in today. And when you look at these things, you wonder, should I believe it or not? For instance, I found one in the book here that there is a cat who lives in Honolulu, Hawaii, who has one eye, and this cat loves to go surfing. Believe it or not? I guess I believe it. I see a picture. Here's another one. There's a festival that happens in Spain every year, and it's a tower building competition, and human beings get on top of one another's shoulders and climb and make towers and see who can make the tallest human tower. Well, some of them get to be 50 feet tall. That's as tall as the inside of our church building. Can you believe it? Wow. And there's a boy who's 15 years old. His name is Sam, and he has the world's largest feet. His feet are size 20, moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas. That's 14 inches long, and they're still growing. His feet are bigger than LeBron James. Believe it or not. Well, today in our Bible readings, we are going to hear a story that we can believe or not, but I believe it because it's in God's Word, and God's Word tells me the truth every single time. This story is about Jesus' resurrection. Jesus, remember, he went to the cross and died for our sins. He went into the grave, and he rose again on the third day on Easter Sunday, and he appeared to the women, and he began appearing to his disciples too. His disciples saw him, and the only disciple who wasn't there was Thomas. And Thomas said, I can't believe this. Jesus is alive. You saw him in person. I can't believe it unless I see him for myself, unless I put my finger into the holes in his hands where the nails went, unless I put my hand into the hole where the spear pierced him in his side. I just can't believe it. He didn't see it for himself, so he couldn't believe it. Well, a week later, Jesus appeared again to his disciples, and Thomas was there. Jesus said, Thomas, stop doubting and believe. See, you can touch if you want to. In my hands, in my side, look at me. I am the risen Lord Jesus. I've paid for your sins. I bring you life. And then Jesus said to Thomas,
Blessed are you because you've seen me and you've believed, but even more blessed are the people who haven't seen me yet have believed. That is you and me, boys and girls. That's all of us. We haven't seen Jesus with our eyes, but we believe that he's alive because we believe the truth that's in God's word. The Holy Spirit has given us faith in our hearts to believe and trust in Jesus. Because he lives, we too shall live. Let's have a prayer. Lord Jesus, Lord God, Holy Spirit, we thank you for giving us the gift of faith. We thank you, Jesus, for rising from the grave. We thank you for this wacky, wild world that we live in with all of the crazy things going on. But we thank you for your truth that we find in the Bible, truth that Jesus lives, and so shall we. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you very much. The first reading for the second Sunday of Easter is from Acts chapter 5. But Peter and the apostles answered, "We must obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised Jesus, whom you killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are witnesses to these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." When they heard this, they were enraged and wanted to kill them. But a Pharisee in the council, named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law held in honor by all the people, stood up and gave orders to put the men outside for a little while. And he said to them, "Men of Israel, take care what you are about to do with these men. For before these days, Theudas rose up, claiming to be somebody, and a number of men, about 400, joined him. He was killed, and all who followed him were dispersed and came to nothing. After him, Judas the Galilean rose up in the days of the census and drew away some of the people after him. He too perished, and all who followed him were scattered. So in the present case, I tell you, keep away from these men and let them alone. For if this plan or this undertaking is of man, it will fail. But if it is of God, you will not be able to overthrow them. You might even be found opposing God." So they took his advice. And when they had called the apostles, they beat them and charged them not to speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. Then they left the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer dishonor for the name. And every day, in the temple and from house to house, they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from 1 Peter chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord, and Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from anyone, it is withheld." Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We've seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. And put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Draw your tears, be not afraid. Death and darkness.
Grace is yours, and mercy and peace from God our Father, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Most of you know that I have a son who lives in Reno, Nevada. Nevada's been hit pretty hard by all the social distancing. As a matter of fact, he works for Tesla, and Tesla just shut down everything except for the division that's making the ventilators. And so he thought it would be a good time to plan something as a getaway. He called and asked if we could join them for a few days in Disneyland this October. I sure hope so. I hope we can go on vacation by then. I hope the country's back to work long before then. I hope that soon we can gather in our church with our church. And I know I'm not the only one. All around me, people have been talking about hope. I hope this pandemic and quarantine end soon. I sure hope I don't get sick. I really hope my parents don't get this thing. When we make statements like that, we are expressing a hope that's really a wish, a dream, an aspiration. That kind of wishful thinking makes us realize that largely we are helpless. Actually, more helpless than hopeful. Because we can't make any of these things happen on our own. Our pride is hurt when we have to admit that we're pretty helpless in this old world. But when God talks about hope, it's entirely different. It's not wishful thinking. It's saying, here's what I have accomplished. Here's what you can count on. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope, Peter wrote. And this living hope is quite different from our hopes and dreams. This hope is from God, and it's based on what God does. For this hope comes from the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, unfading. You find those three words as precious as I do right now? A hope that is kept in heaven for you. You who by God's power are being guarded by faith, through faith, for salvation. This is a living hope because Jesus was raised from the dead. He conquered for us. And he not only conquered death, he conquered all our enemies, including sin, death, hell, and suffering. The important thing here is that hope is a gift from God. And God is never helpless. He always brings about and works in this world what he promises to give us. The hope that God gives is not a wish or a dream. It is certain, it is sure, it is victory over all evil. His Son brought this to us as a gift by his death and his resurrection. And therefore, we are victors. We have victory over sin, death, and Satan because Jesus gave it to us. Yes, we have victory over all of the evils in this world. Even illness and death and loss and privation. Today, as you're sitting there in your living room or wherever, you probably don't feel much like a victor. We're confined to our homes. We're bored and unable to go out. We can't do what we want to do because of the coronavirus.
I need a haircut! And I can't do a thing about it. We're afraid to go out. Or if we're not afraid, we go out in some defiance or maybe in an excessive caution. But in the back of our heads, what if we get sick? What if we get sick and we don't even know that we're sick and we make somebody we care about sick? What if we die? How long is this all going to last? Why can't somebody figure out a treatment right now? What about our financial security, our homes and our jobs? Who's going to pay our bills if we can't do it? Do we feel like conquerors in the midst of all this? Perhaps not. But let's look back at God's word for a moment. He tells us, "In this hope you rejoice, though now, for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus." Trials are going to come. And this time, they haven't come just to us. About 2 years after Joplin had its tornado, I received a very tempting call back to the East Coast. I've talked with some of you about it. But we just couldn't leave. We didn't want to be any place where we had to explain what we had been through. A similar thing happened after 5 of our members were attacked in the van, an attack which also wounded both of our comfort dogs. I was told that I was on a call list and I asked to be taken off. Because having lived through that, I didn't want to try to explain it to anyone else. I wanted to be among the few who had lived through it. Well, right now, we're living through something where all the world is going through this trial. A trial that is meant to strengthen our faith. But we can feel so helpless and without hope because we can't do something that would change what everybody is going through. Or we can do our little part, but it doesn't fix it for everyone. And when we can't accomplish something, what do? Well, usually we worry and fret. And we get afraid, or perhaps we get angry. Some of us can't sleep. Some watch more news, hoping that some human being will give us a little something to hang on to, some secret knowledge that will give us secret power. And we might even resort to conspiracy theories or claim sudden and unanticipated expertise in medicine, or the biomechanics of communicable diseases. We might not really know anything about it, but we try to speak with great confidence about it, as if we have the secret knowledge, and that knowledge is going to give us power. But we're just fooling ourselves, of course. What do we really need? We have only one place to go, to God. The God of hope, the God of knowledge, of wisdom and power, the God of salvation, who is mighty to save. He is Emmanuel.
He is here for us today, here for his people. And he gives us a living hope because Jesus is a living Savior. We celebrate his resurrection all through this Easter season and every Sunday of the year. I hope that you celebrate it every night as you go to bed, every day as you get up, every time that you need to be reminded that God is in control. This day, you do not sit there as those do who have no hope. You have hope even in this time of trial. We're people of hope because of what God has already done and what he promises to complete even in your life. He knew our hopelessness and our helplessness. He knew we were powerless at the hands of the evil of this world. Sin and death and even the sickness that brings death. So he sent his Son to take our sin, our doubts, our fears and worries upon himself. He came to suffer in his body. He came to die for us, to suffer death itself, and to conquer all for us. He came as our substitute to take sin and death and suffering and nail them to the cross. And when he rose on the third day, God accepted his sacrifice for us. And God declared us not only forgiven, and not only saved, but alive forever. As Jesus Christ suffered in this world, so do we. But we are guaranteed the victory. We will conquer in Jesus Christ. God is with us, whether we get sick or a loved one does. He's with his children in the time of their every suffering. Even if that sickness brings an end to this life on earth, we have an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, unfailing. Nothing on this earth can destroy the hope that God gives us in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Because our hope is found in God. There is no lasting hope on the news, or from any elected official, or any doctor, or any statistic, or even any conspiracy theory in which we might find comfort. The things of this world change. No human being is ultimately in control of anything. Human beings are powerless, even though we hate to admit it. But our God has all the power. Our God works good in the face of evil. Our God raised his Son from death as the first fruits of the one brought back from the dead, and has promised to raise you. And he loves you and promises to strengthen you in this time of trial, even as we pray in the prayer that his Son had given us. We are baptized, born again to a living hope, the hope we have in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And today, even as we sit in our homes, we know God is with us. We know and believe that in Jesus Christ we have victory over all enemies. We have a glorious inheritance that awaits us, no matter what happens in this world. We of all people have hope. God has revealed it to us, and he has told us in words that have been immortalized in a hymn. Our God, who was our help in ages past, is our hope for years to come.
He is our shelter from the stormy blast and our eternal home. Would you join me in prayer? Hear us, merciful Father, as we pray for ourselves, for the church, and for our nation, and for all conditions and manners of peoples. God of mercy, keep us from the doubts and fears that cripple us and prevent us from knowing the fullness of your saving peace and your glorious presence. Teach us to trust in your word and to believe with all our hearts, minds, bodies, and strength in Jesus Christ, who was crucified for our sin and raised again for our justification. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of grace, bestow upon your church your Holy Spirit and all the gifts that come down from on high. Grant us faithful pastors who will preach faithfully, and give us ears to hear your word as it is proclaimed. Sustain us while apart, and bring your scattered church together again quickly. Give us boldness in our witness before the world, and courage to speak your name without fear. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of might, counsel the nations and all their leaders to act wisely in every matter. Bless us with faithful and just leaders who will protect the sanctity of life and defend us against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Make us wise and discerning citizens who use the gift of liberty you have given for noble purpose. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of love, teach us to love each other as you have loved us. Guide us to make manifest the love and strength of Christ to our troubled and fearful world. Deliver us from disease and everything else that would threaten our homes and families. To that end, we ask that you also protect the police, firefighters, disaster relief workers, and medical personnel who attend to our needs, as well as the places they live and work. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
And God of all comfort, give your aid and relief to all who suffer want or need, to the sick in their afflictions, to the troubled in mind, and those to whom death draws near. Heal and sustain them according to your gracious will, and preserve them in faith to eternal life. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us
this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Amen.